This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has released its report concerning the Zodiac CH-601XL and CH-650, which suffered several in-flight failures. The agency says the cause appears to be several factors in the right combination. The U.S. Army is reporting two of its pilots died on Sunday when their helicopter went down at a base in northern Iraq. The IAM has announced a letter of understanding with Boeing, which will see the company offer incentives for voluntary layoffs as it plans workforce reductions later this year. Honeywell is showing HeliExpo attendees a new version of its handheld GPS optimized for helicopter operations. Sikorsky Aircraft says its S-92 helicopter fleet has now topped 200,000 hours. CEO Jeff Pino says the company is poised to be the number one helicopter manufacturer within a few years. Bell Helicopter Training Academy has received EASA training approval for Bell's new Model 429. The New Mexico Spaceport Authority reports that Spaceport America's final concrete finish phase of runway construction is now underway, with completion expected this summer. The Space Exploration Alliance, which calls itself the nation's largest coalition of nonprofit space advocacy groups, wraps up its annual blitz of lawmakers' offices on Capitol Hill today. Able Flight is branching out into scholarships, which pay for disabled people to earn a repairman certificate for light sport aircraft. And Avjet is waiving brokerage fees for anyone buying a plane to replace one destroyed in a hangar collapse at Dulles International earlier this month. Oh, and reminding them that until they get their new planes, Avjet has a competitively priced charter fleet available. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, safety management systems and how they'll help improve flight training. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.